Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Chukas, that is Perek Chaf, Pasuk Zayin. And we had concluded the previous Aliyah with learning that Miriam had died, the well had dried up, and Klal Yisrael didn't have any water. So they came to Moshe and Aaron to complain about the lack of water, and here we're going to learn about what happened. Vayidaber Shalom Moshe Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kach es amateh, take the staff, v'hakel es o'edo, atav aron echicha, and gather the assembly, you and Aaron your brother, v'dibartem el ha'sela le'inehem, you shall speak to the rock in front of their eyes, v'nosan meimav, and it will give its waters, v'tzeisu lehem mayim min ha'sela, you shall draw forth water for them from the rock, v'shkiso es ha'edav ezbiram, and you shall water the assembly and their flocks. Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, tells us, v'ezbiram, mikan, we learn from here, shechasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu al manim sheYisrael, that Hashem cares about the money of Klal Yisrael, and enough water was going to come for even the flocks to drink. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, v'ekach Moshe samatem b'fnei Hashem, and Moshe took the staff from in front of Hashem, kasher tzivo, like he commanded him. V'akilu Moshe v'Aaron es hakohol el pnei ha'sala, and Moshe and Aaron gathered the congregation in front of the rock, v'ayar melehem, and he told them, shimuna hamayrim, listen here, rebellious ones, hamin ha'sala zeh noitzi lechem mayim, from this rock am I going to draw forth water for you? Now let's understand what's going on over here. Rashi Pasuk Tes tells us, v'akilu zeh echon rem akam sheachzik mu'atis amruba, this is one of the places where we see that the small was able to hold the large. How is everyone able to gather in front of a small rock? This is one of the times we see that everyone was able to do so. Obviously, it was Alpi Nes. Hamin ha'sela zeh noitzi, lefi shalohe makir noisai. They weren't able to recognize which rock it was. Lefi shalach ha'sela v'yashav lei ben ha'slaim shen estal ka be'er. Once the be'er disappeared, once Miriam died, so there was no one be'er, so this rock, which was the be'er, it disappeared among its other rock friends, and they were unable to tell which rock it was. V'hai Yisrael aymer lehem, and Klal Yisrael was telling Moshe and Aaron, malachem me'eza sal toitzi lanu mayim. What do you care about which rock you draw water forth from? L'kach amar lehem hamayrim. That's why he called them hamayrim, sarvanim. You're rebellious. Lashon Yavani, we could explain it as shaitim, as your fools. Mayrim es mayrehem, you're trying to teach your teachers. Hamin hasela hazeh shaloin etztavinu olav noitzi lechem mayim. Do you think that we're going to be able to draw forth water from a rock that we weren't commanded to draw water forth from? So we have to find this rock. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'yar Moshe's yaday v'yaches hasela v'mateu pamayim. Moshe raised his hand and he struck the rock with his staff twice. V'yetzu mayim rabim v'teish to'edu b'yiram, and much water came out and the assembly drank and their flocks. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, tells us, pa'amayim twice. L'fisha b'rishen u'lo hetzi el'tipen, because the first time he struck it, only a few drops came out. L'fisha lo'itzi v'amokim l'akosei ela v'dibartim el'sela. Hashem didn't command him to strike it, he commanded him to speak to it. So what happened? V'hema dibru el'sela acher. They spoke to a different rock, v'lo hetzi, and no water came out, meaning they were speaking to the wrong rock. Amru, they said, shematzarach l'akosei k'b'rishena, perhaps we're supposed to strike the rock like we did originally 40 years ago. Shenemar, it said then, v'kisa batsur, and you shall strike the rock. And now when they decided to strike the rock and not speak to it, that rock that they were supposed to speak to appeared in front of them, and they struck it instead of speaking to it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Shel Moshe Bel Aaron, and Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, Ya'an lo hamantem bi, because you didn't believe in me, l'hakti sheni, to sanctify me, la'eni b'nei Yisrael, in front of the b'nei Yisrael, l'chein lo yisaviu as hakol azel, eretz asher nasati lehem, therefore you will not bring this congregation to the land that I have given them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ya'an lo hamantem bi, because you didn't believe in me. Gila HaKosev, the Pasuk reveals, She'ilule chet zebul vad hayuchnasim la'aretz, that if not for this sin, then they would have been able to go into the land. Kadesh lo yemer aleim, so that it couldn't be said about them, Kavain shar dar midbar shenigzar aleim, shalo yikonsu la'aretz, kach hayavain moshev aaron. Just like the rest of Klal Yisrael, they had this gezer put on them that they're not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the meraglim, so too Moshe and Aaron sinned the same way. It was only because of this they weren't allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Let's skip the rest of Rashi, go to the next Rashi, l'hakti sheni, to sanctify me. She'ilu dibartem el ha'sela v'haytzi, if you would have spoken to the rock and then water would have come out, hayisi mekudesh le'enei ha'edo, I would have been sanctified in front of everyone. But I mean, they would have said, ma'asel hazeh, just like this rock, she'enei medaber v'enei shemeh v'enei tzarech l'parnasa, it doesn't speak, it doesn't hear, it doesn't need parnasa, mekayim dibur shel makom, it listens to the word of Hashem, kal v'chaymer anu, for sure us, we speak, we listen, and we also need parnasa, for sure we should listen to Hashem. L'chein lo yisaviu b'shvua, this is a shvua that Hashem made. K'may, l'chein nishbati l'veis eili, nishba b'kfitza. Rashi tells us that Hashem swore very quickly. He jumped to make a shvua, shlo yarbu tefila al kach, so that Moshe and Aaron shouldn't be able to increase their tefila and be able to take away Hashem's decision. That's why he quickly jumped and made a shvua, and now they couldn't daven for it. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hema Mei Meriva, these are the waters of strife, asher ravu b'nei Yisrael as Hashem, that b'nei Yisrael fought with Hashem over, v'yikadesh bam, and he was sanctified through them. Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, Hema Mei Meriva, these are the waters of strife, Hem haniskar b'makam acher, these waters were actually mentioned in a different place, as elu ro'u itztagnine parai, these were the waters that the stargazers of parai saw, shemashin Din Shel Yisrael, like Abamayim, that the savior of Klal Yisrael is going to be struck with water. Lakach Gazru, that's why in Mitzrayim they made the Gzeira, Kalabein Hayilad, Hayarit HaShlichuhu, that any son which is born, he has to be thrown into the river, because they didn't realize that the savior of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, was going to be struck with water, talking about this water, at the end of their 40-year sojourn. That's why they said, we have to throw all the boys into the river. That's what they thought it meant, that he's going to be struck by water. Vayikadesh Bam, and he was sanctified through them, Shemesu Moshe V'Aaron Al Yadam, because Moshe and Aaron died because of these waters. Now Rashi explains, how could it be that Hashem was sanctified through the death of Moshe and Aaron? Shekesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyseh Din B'Mekudashav, when Hashem carries out judgment against His holy ones, Hu Yaroi U'Meskadesh Al Abriyais, He becomes feared and sanctified to everyone. V'Cheinu Omer, it says, Noyer L'Kim Mikdashecha V'Cheinu Omer B'Kroi V'Akadesh. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.